listening to Falling Down. Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. The day seemed normal. Mary Ann, the grandmother, took her grandkids, Sabella, who was 12, and Ryan, who's 8, to downtown Manhattan in New York City to spend time with them. They saw a restaurant called Margan. They ate lunch and walked around. They saw beautiful buildings that hovered on top of them. But Sabella and Ryan seemed to like the Twin Towers the most. So Mary Ann, the grandmother, promised them they would be able to go inside one of them. On the way there, they stopped at an ice cream truck and got ice cream. The day couldn't have been better. They enjoyed the ice cream at Central Park. They walked all the way to the towers. They got tickets and went up to see Manhattan underneath them. But the feeling around them suddenly changed. They heard a very loud crash sound. And all of a sudden, a plane crashed into the building they were on. Everyone was screaming and yelling, and the mood was very different from the beginning of the day. They could see fires starting with thick black smoke. Mary Ann was panicking and saw several people jumping out of the window, so she made a very big decision. She decided to jump out of the window with her grandkids. She took Sabella and Ryan towards the window where several people were jumping out. Once it was their turn, they saw the city 200 feet underneath them. It was a very long and dangerous jump, but that was their only choice. The grandmother went first, hoping today wasn't her last day. She jumped 200 feet and landed on a very thick mattress and met firefighters helping her up. They were waiting all the way down in the street. Ryan was next, but before he went, he could hear the loud fire alarm and people crying and screaming. He could see people piled up on one another. An adult was helping him. Ryan was shaking terribly, for he had never experienced this in his life before. He knew he didn't have a choice and would have to jump out of the window. And so he did. He felt at that moment he would never see his family again. But before he knew it, he was on the mattress, safe. His grandmother hugged him tight in relief, but she was still stressed and scared for Sabella. Back up at the tower, it was Sabella's turn. She looked down underneath to see tiny people running around, but she knew that time was running out for other people stuck with her. She took a deep breath and jumped. Like Ryan, she fell on a soft mattress, thankful and happy to be alive. They saw many people covered in dust, crying and down. The aftermath couldn't have been worse. After that dramatic and scary experience, Mary Ann held her grandchildren close, thankful. Police took them somewhere safe and sound. The time had scarred them for life, and they would never be more thankful for being alive. To this day, they visit the 9/11 memorial for those who have passed.